Isusote i spasi blagi duše naše. Neka je srećan i Bogom blagosloven, braće i sestre, ovaj veliki dan, veliki praznik, praznik Svetoga Duha, silaska Svetoga Duha na apostole, pedesetnice, trojica, duhova. Mnogo naziva ima ovaj praznik, zato što je mnogo pokušaja da objasni njegovu suštinu, njegovu značaj, njegov značaj, njegovu veličinu za nas, za spasenje nas, sledbenika onih apostola na koje je Duh Sveti u vidu plamenih jezika sišao današnji dan. I ne samo da slavimo istorijski događaj o kome pišu i apostoli i učenici gospodnji i hrišćani onoga doba, 120 imamo saznanja, imamo spise kojim govore, 120 svega hrišćana je bilo u gradu Jerusalimu 1982 godine pre ovog današnjeg dana. 120 hrišćana, braći i sestre, skupilo se u gradu Jerusalimu po zapovesti gospodnjoj. Poslušali su vaznetoga gospoda. Prilikom vaznesenja rekao im je gospod, sedite u gradu Jerusalimu dok se ne obučete u silu sa visine. I učenici gospodnji, predvođeni presvetom bogomaterom, ženama meronosicama, apostolima, skupili su se u gornjoj kući, krili su se, zaključali su kuću, plašili su se od progonstva, stradanja za Hrista, budući da su već hrišćani počeli da budu gonjeni, kao što znamo da i Petar se odrekao, plašeći se za svoj život, kada su mu rekli, zaista ti beše s onim čovjekom. E pa, ti i ta grupa blagovernih, odanih Hristu hrišćana, skupila se u Jerusalimu i čekala. I molila se Bogu u gornjoj kući, u gornjoj odaji jedne kuće koji danas postoji u Jerusalimu. Skupili su se i molili zajednički Bogu. I evo zašto je današnji praznik rođendan crkve. Zato što ovdje po prvi put vidimo sabranu crkvu Božiju u molitvi oko prestola Božjega, oko gospoda našega, cara slave, moleći da nispošlje, da spusti duha svoga na njih i da ih ukrepi, utvrdi, pokaže put kojim trebaju ići kroz život. To je prva crkva koju vidimo i zato danas, na ovaj dan veliki praznik, crkva Božija širom sveta slavi svoj rođendan i kao što rekao 1982. rođendan danas slavi naša crkva pravoslavna. I mnogi su vetrovi duvali. I mnoge su sile udarale na temelje crkve. I mnogi su moćnici ovoga sveta trudili se da obore građevinu crkve. I danas se trude. I veliki i mali moćnici ovoga sveta da sruše građevinu crkve koja je sazidana na ispovedanju vere u gospoda kao spasitelja, kao sina Božijega. I oni svi nestaše i u prah se pretvoriše i oni i ideologije njihove. A crkva Božija stoji i slavi Oca, Sina i Duha Svetoga, Trojicu, jedinosušnu i nerazdeljivu. I danas je ovo dan da pogledamo sebe, braće i sestre, i da zamislimo se nad svojim životom i da pomislimo na kojoj smo mi strani u ovoj borbi između dobra i zla. I da li smo mi oni koji su nastavljači dela apostolskoga i one zapovesti apostolima, idite, naučite sve narode, krsteći u ime Oca, Sina i Duha Svetoga, ili smo među onima i ne znajući nekada koji grehom rade protiv dela gospodnjega, protiv samoga cara slave, protiv Duha Svetoga i sami sebe onda lišavamo toga istoga Duha Svetoga. Ne zaboravite, ne daje se Duh Sveti neumoljivo. Sveti apostoli su se pripremili za prijem Duha Svetoga, ne školom, ne sticanjem imetka. Ovo su bili prosti ljudi, ribari, neškolovani, nepismeni. Od apostola jedino sveti apostol Luka i Jovan Bogoslov bio pismen. Svi su bili nepismeni, prosti ljudi, ali su se skrušenošću, smirenošću, skromnošću pripremili za primanje Duha Svetoga. U takve ljude se Duh Sveti nastanjuje i obitava, kao što i molim u ovoj prvoj molitvi koju rekao, dođi i useli se u nas i očisti nas od svake nečistote i spasi blagi duše naše. Neka je srećen i Bogom blagoslovljen pravi nam Gospod da snage, da i mi sebe smirimo i u skrušenosti da zamolimo, kao što smo sada na preklonjenim kolenima, klečeći molili Gospoda u smirenju, da spusti nevidljivo ruku svoju i da nas blagoslovi i ukrepi u tom putu koji nije lak, ali je jedini pravi. A to je put Bogočoveka Hrista. Bog vas blagoslovio. Pre nego što kažem nekoliko reći na engleskom jeziku, samo ću vam ukratko reći protokol današnje proslave. Kada završimo ovdje dakle, sa ovom obraćanjem, opet napravit ćemo jednu molitvenu procesiju, litiju, obići ćemo oko hrama, ići će naravno deca sa krstom, ikonama, naprijed ikonom Svetog Save, naše slave koju danas proslavljamo. Zaista je to i divno i lepo, mada traje malo duže, ali jako i treba nam da boravimo u blizini Božije što duže i što više. Kad smo ovdje u carstvu, smo nebeskom i ne treba da žurimo nigdje odavde. Nema te stvari koja preča. Odgovorno tvrdim da požurimo sa liturgije negdje i da odemo. U blizini smo Božije, evo prilike. Dobro nam je ovdje biti. Nebitno kakvi su uslovi. Da li je crkva kakva treba da izgleda? Nije. Ali se molimo Bogu da će nas ukrepiti, usnažiti, milosti biti i izliti svoje bogate darove i pokrenuti možda zajednicu da jednoga dana i bude kakva treba da bude. Ali ne zaboravite, i prvi kršćani su se molili u kući običnoj. Tih 120, u isto ovako na spratu jedne kuće su se molili. E odatle je krenula se sve reč evanđelja. Prema tome, nije bitna kakva nam je krov, već kakva nam je duša i kakvo nam je srce. A krov će se izgraditi iz duše i iz toga srca. Prema tome, ne treba žuriti odavde. Apostoli Petar, Jakov i Jovan na gori preobraženje su rekli: Gospode, dobro nam je ovdje biti, ajde da napravimo tri šatora. Samo za tebe, Iliju i Mojsija, a mi ćemo sa kamenom pod glavom spavati. Ali da budemo ovdje. I da nikad ne odemo iz ove blizine blagodati tvoje. E tako i mi treba da se osjećamo kada dolazimo u crkvu, hram Boži, braći i sestre. Dakle, obići ćemo, gradit ćemo našim molitvama ovaj hram naš, sveti i čestiti, a onda ćemo se tu pod ovim drvetom, kao što to se radi u našem starom kraju, skupiti i blagosloviti kolač i žito i prelomiti sa današnjim kumovima, porodicom Orlović i pozvati, ako je neko spreman da se prihvati slave i ove časti velike i odgovornosti, da bude kum na polju, a onda ćemo naravno imati svetkovinu i slavu i sve ono što priliči i dolikuje i trebuje, što naš narod kaže, što doliči, krasi naš narod. O heavenly King, comforter, the spirit of truth, who are everywhere, and fillest all things, treasury of blessings, and giver of life, come and abide in us, and cleanse us from every impurity, and save our souls, O good one. Today, my brothers and sisters, we celebrate the great feast of our church, one of 12 great feasts that our church celebrates, and we do it joyfully and gloriously, because truly, indeed, this is the day that the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today, we celebrate the descent of the Holy and life-giving Spirit unto the first community of the church of the Christians in the city of Jerusalem. And this event happened historically exactly 1982 years ago. And today we celebrate church's birthday. And there is a reason for this, my brothers and sisters, because truly, and we have information and knowledge from the early scriptures that we found that originally in the city of Jerusalem, on today's day, exactly 50 days after the glorious feast of Pascha, Christ's resurrection, there were only 120 Christians and followers. Maybe it's better to say not Christians, but followers of Jesus Christ, because the word Christians was only to be used later on in Antiochia, my brothers and sisters. Only 120 of them. And what happened
is marvelous, truly marvelous. They waited and they prayed. They obeyed the commandment of their Lord to stay in the city of Jerusalem until they're clothed into the power from on high. And they spent their time together in the church. That was the first and original church that housed in the city of Jerusalem. And they prayed and nothing happened. 7 days passed since he gave him this promise that he will send the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. Nothing happened. The 8 day passed. The 9 day passed. And then on the first day of week, which was Sunday, something marvelous happened. There was a wind. There was this tons of fire that descended upon and hovered upon the heads of the apostles. And let us examine this event, my brothers and sisters. There is something truly amazing here. First of all, we have to ask a question. When did this happen? And the answer is, it happened when they were together in prayer. And this is something that we have to take into consideration. Why do we need a church? Why do we need to be members of the church? Why do we need to be members of the body of Christians? We can pray alone back at our homes, right? No. We can do that, of course. And there is a need for that, for a private prayer. But Holy Spirit descended on the assembly of apostles and Christians. They were together. They prayed together. They bended their knees together, asking from God to send them the Spirit of Truth, the Spirit, the Comforter that the Christ, our Lord, promised them. That is the first and very important thing. The second thing, of course, is how did he appear to them? How did the Holy Spirit appear to them? And the answer is, of course, we all know that as the tongues of fire, and also as a wind. And truly, in this symbolism, in these two symbols, there's something great. Let us examine this. Wind is a powerful force of nature, but yet invisible, my brothers and sisters. Likewise, the Spirit of God, the third hypostasis of the Holy Trinity, is so powerful that it can, you know, bring us up from the depths of our sin, yet invisible, my brothers and sisters. And the fire cleanses everything. In industry, fire is used to cleanse materials from all impurity. Fire also was used from ancient times, in the times of darkness, to show the way, to enlighten our surrounding. Likewise, my brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit cleanses us from every impurity that has accumulated in our souls, from sin, from our shortcomings, from everything, from all that God, that unfortunately we let devil plant into our hearts and our souls. And also, the Spirit of God, of truth, serves as a beacon. It enlightens us. It shows us the right way towards the kingdom of God. And the third thing that we have to notice, my brothers and sisters, is something also extraordinary that happened in today's day. Let us remind ourselves that Peter was the one to run away and to deny Jesus, denounce Jesus, fearing for his life. From this moment, when the Holy Spirit, life-giving Spirit, descending upon them, upon Peter and all other apostles, they went out fearlessly, courageously to the city of Jerusalem and testified the risen Lord. And 3,000 people on that very day, after just one sermon of great Apostle Peter, 3,000 people converted from Judaism into Christianity. So, many years ago, I used to be an inspector of the Sunday school, public schools, in public schools back in Serbia. And I was asked a very honest question from little boys and girls in one school. Where is this guy? What is his address? And I was kind of course puzzled by this question. What am I to answer? And I said, you know, we believe in Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I asked them, what is the most important prayer that we all should know? And they said, Oče naš, our Father. And we said, there you go. There is one answer there, our Father who art in heaven. Father's address is in heaven, I said. Let us answer the second one. What is the address of the Son of God? And I said, you know, he bent to the heavens. He broke into history. He became one of us. And in that time frame, his address was Holy Land, I told them. And then he went back to his father. And his address is with his father again in heaven. And this is why we in the creed we say, who ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, who shall come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And one of the boys said, how about the Holy Spirit? And I said, this is a tough one, but there is an answer to this one. And Saint Apostle Paul gave us an answer, and the answer is, know you not that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? His address, my brothers and sisters, and I told them, my kids, my children, should be in your hearts. That should be his address. Know you not, St. Apostle Paul says, that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We should become, if we're not, temples of the Holy Spirit. And this is only to be done through being humble and modest. And this is how apostles prepare themselves for this glorious day and the descent and the reception of the Holy Spirit. At last, let me remind you, there was this very, very famous iconographer in Byzantine Empire. And he once tried to depict this moment from the Apocalypse of St. John, and that moment when he said, I stand at the door and knock. Whosoever will open, I shall come in and sup with him, have a supper with him. And he finished this composition in the church, in one of the churches. And when he was done, people approached and said, you know what? You made a mistake. You painted Christ knocking at the door, but there is a mistake in this picture or painting. And he said, what is it? And they said, there is no handle or lock on the door. What kind of door is that without a handle or lock? And he said, no. Not a mistake. The door has to be open within. We have to open the door for Christ to come in and sup with us and for the Holy Spirit to come in and dwell within us. May God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.